Ancient day, in ancient day, I walked the miles, I've been a child. Now I'm a man, I've reached the age, just doing my best to break the cage. Left in a world so full of doubts, I wondered what it's all about. The ring, the heart on your facade, you kept it hid inside your jar. And the owls don't know. The pull of God, it only yields to those out working in the field. The trees are tall, the grass will grow, until from all there is to know. The body's young, the semi's weak, the fool is left only to see. The crazy of other days will bring us back to the same place. And the owls don't know why the glowworm glows. And the owls don't know that it just won't go.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another show, another fireside chat with David James. I'm sitting here, comfy cozy. It's quite early in the morning. I got a heat dish heating me a little bit. Got a nice cup of coffee and some water here, and just sitting here ready to chat with you. Yes, it's very realistic. The warmth of the heat dish is the same kind of warmth that you'd feel if you're sitting in front of the fire. There's something about sitting in front of the fire with your brethren that really, it makes you reflect on life. You think about things because you're able to just sit down and relax, you know. And that's what the purpose of this show is. You know, when I think of hypocrisy, I think of the Jews. Because I've never seen a better example of a hypocrite in hypocrite than I have with Jews. You know, Yeshua, Jesus, of course, called them hypocrites. And his judgment certainly was right, as you will see. Now, when I mention that they're hypocrites, I'm going to show you that in a headline here. We're going to look at the Times of Israel just for a little bit of fun for a little while here. I wanted to tell you some things about... We'll see the hypocrisy, though, through this. Now, first of all, there's the first article on the thing says, Dutch Christian boatmaker aims to sail his exact replica of Noah's Ark to Israel. This feller made a Noah's Ark. You should see, I downloaded the picture of it. Absolutely remarkable. That has nothing to do with the hypocrisy. It's just that this fella thinks that Israel has something to do with the Ark. It just goes on and on. Christians will never... They're proving themselves to be fools. You know, it's a shame. It really is. Because they're kissing and kowtowing to these Jews, and they've shown that they can't think for themselves. So this man can build an ark, and that's wonderful, but he doesn't know who he is. He doesn't know what it really means to be a Christian, which is sad, truly. He thinks he's doing something that God would be proud of. Well, of course, making the boat, maybe, the Father would be proud of. Yahweh would love that. But what does it have to do with Israel? And when I speak of Israel, I mean the fake Israel. See, there's the legitimate Israel, the real, and then there's the imitation Israel, which this is what the devil always does. He is the greatest imitator, and his children have that same gift. They're the greatest imitators of Christians, of, except they can't, they hate Jesus Christ. But they're imitators of being Israel. They're imitators of the original. See, because they can't be us. Their women make their hair blonde and try to have blue eyes and green eyes and all this stuff, but they still don't have the essence of our women. Because they are not the original. They are the imitation. You could just say that Israel was made in China. That's the way I would look at it, you know. Because it just, it's not even close to being the real thing. So let's go down and see what the next story is. It says, Iran's Rouhani calls Israel a cancerous tumor established by the West. I would agree 100%, wouldn't you? Israel is a cancerous tumor, and Israel is a curse on the world. Because they are a cursed people, they bring a curse upon the world. And when the world blesses them and thinks that they have anything to do with Christianity and thinks that they have anything to do with the imitation Israel, they prove themselves to be fools. So, this fellow says it as it is, and I couldn't agree more. When you have Jews in your nation, be prepared to suffer. Because that's all they'll bring to you and your nation. There is no good thing that I can think of that the Jews have done for my country. Or any of the countries in Europe where our brothers live. You know, the true Israelite nations. You know, remember, Israel was a man who had 12 sons that became the 12 tribes of Israel, and none of them were Jews. They were white Caucasian people. I know that's a shock to you. And if I told you they were black, you'd have no problem with it. If I told you they were Jews, you'd have no problem with it. If I told you they were mestizos, you'd have no problem with it. If I told you they were Eskimos, all the tribes of Israel, you'd have no problem with it. But if I tell you they're white, you've got a big problem. Which I find interesting. I wonder, you know, why do you think that is, dear white fellow? Do you have a complex? All right, I'm going to go down to this article because this is quintessential hypocrisy. Prominent rabbi threatens El Al, that's an airline, I believe, with boycott over Shabbat flight. Did you hear what I said? Once again, the Jews will threaten boycotts, but they also put laws in and are trying to put one in America right now that you can't boycott Israel. And I told you that another name for the boycott is sanctions. If you think about what I'm saying about sanctions. Sanctions would make it so that we couldn't buy oil from somebody, so we're boycotting their oil. We're penalizing them for not loving Jews. You see what I mean? And so, once again, at full round circle, here's your hypocrisy. They want to tell you who you can. They want to boycott people, but they want to tell you that you can't. See, only they're allowed to do these things. Whew. And also, below this, by another filthy Jew, Shabbat flight passengers demand compensation from El Al over violence claims. Hello, everybody. Hello. Listen to this one. Top European rabbi urges Israel to end engagement with far-right parties. Well, wait a minute. Aren't we supposed to be tolerant? Oh, is that hypocrisy again? Oh, boy, that hurts, don't it? He looks like he's wearing one of those hats, like a top hat. And he's a top European rabbi, and he urges Israel to end engagement with far-right parties. Sort of an admission that they're lefties, ain't that? Isn't that an admission? What did the father tell you again? Shall I remind you? Don't go to the left. Don't go to the right. Stay on the right way. The Jew says you need to stay away from the right. He says, oh, no problem with that. But he didn't tell them that they shouldn't be with the left. Here's another one. Israel named by Trump Russia probe convict dismisses absurd, quote-unquote, spy allegations. Imagine that somebody named Israel as a spy and accused them of spying on people. Would you like me to connect the hypocrisy here again? Okay, I will. Israel runs most of the airport TSAs. Israel is involved in all of our spy agencies. I mean, what more do you need to know than that? Can you see the hypocrisy? I mean, it's ridiculous. It's totally ridiculous. Listen to this. I like this. Promised Land, a novel of Israel, Martin Fletcher. Isn't this wonderful? Former NBC correspondent's new novel is a love letter to the Jewish homeland. It's not a Jewish homeland. it's stolen territory. It's being occupied by somebody that has not wished to be there by anybody else in the area. Nobody wants them there. I guess except America and this former NBC correspondent. It must be new bullcrap, NBC. Let me take a sip of the coffee. How about you? You having some coffee with me? Are you thinking with me? Tijuana declares humanitarian crisis as migrant caravan reaches U.S. border. You should see the filth that's coming into the country. You see, there's your ultimate. See, this is the way it goes. I just pick a subject and boom, it just goes on and on. Now, I told you they have this tradition on an earlier Fireside Chat about welcoming the stranger. You see, they're welcoming the stranger into your country, into your homes, into your neighborhoods, so that they can kill you and they can write graffiti all over the place and they can subsist like vampires. Every one of these that come in is a vampire. To suck on the blood and the teat of America. And that means off of you. So was Ben Franklin right? In other words, the Jew are vampires. You must realize that what I've taught you about the population, about being an hybrid population, and it is, the world is ever becoming more hybrid by the day. When you're watching your television shows, how many people are you sure that are white anymore? If you're not Jew savvy, you think a whole bunch more are white than really are. If you're Jew savvy, you'd know that the Sicilian Italians are not white. Leonardo DiCaprio, all the people that you can think about. Al Pacino, Robert De Niro, none of them are white. So when you find out how many of them are hybrids and how many are, if they're Jews, they're hybrids. I mean, because they have to keep race mixing. If they look white, they mix with a white man or woman at some point. So they're hybrids. Even if they look white, they're hybrids. And so in your world, you're viewing hybrids all the time. It's becoming normal for you to see hybrids. And so what that means is these hybrids are vampires because they've got the Jewish gene in them. You see what I mean? And they're coming into your country to be vampires. So what I was saying was Ben Franklin said that the Jews, vampires can't live off vampires, right? I've said this before. And that makes pure sense. In other words, if they were to live as vampires off their own people, the blood is not good blood. They need fresh Anglo-Saxon blood. So Franklin said that vampires can't live off vampires. They must subsist off of Christian society and Christian nations, so to speak. Here's your proof that this is happening. Now, in Israel, they don't want to let anybody in there. They claim they're a pure-breded people. They say that they're pure, but they're not. when you talk about vampires, you look at Nettie the vampire, Mr. Netanyahu. There's no better example of a vampire than that fellow. He would be the quintessential Count Dracula if they were to put out a new movie. That's what he should do. But he's probably a bad actor. He's pretty bad actor as a politician. And also a bad actor pretending he's not a baby killer. But what you're seeing here is, you're seeing the vampires. This is a body experiment. In other words, the body of the world is now, the white cells determine the health of the body. And the white cells usually clean out the body and keep the body clean and safe and healthy. But now they're bringing in these hybrid vampires to suck more off of your blood and to infect the body of the world. You see, they've brought these people in there, and this is like a disease that is attacking the white cells of the body. Trying to wipe... If you were to wipe out all the white cells in the body, you're gonzo, fella. And this is what they're trying to do. This is their aim. I mean, think about this. It really is amazing. You know, is this what's going on when you look at a body? Is really when you get right down to it, when you're down to it, it is actually things that you can say, well, these look like people, and they're... All these non-white cells are coming to attack the white cells. That's what it is. Imagine that they have no shame. See, they say they're equal to you, right? So imagine that they're going to come to this country to suck off your blood, and they have no problem, no pride in themselves, no pride in their nation, no pride because they're hybrids. They're corrupt. Their bodies are in chaos. And so you'd think that a portion of these people would say, no way am I going to take welfare. I'm going to work and I'm going to provide myself. I'm not going to go take off people, especially people that, you know, I have nothing to do with that country. This is the way I would be thinking, you know what I mean? I wouldn't want to go, like where I'm at right now, I'm having a hard time. I haven't made any money here yet. And I should be on welfare and food stamps. There are certain people that are helping me. Excuse me. But not even nearly enough. And I wonder if I'm going to make it at some points, but I'm just going to have to depend on the Father and hope that I'm going to make it. But I will not... That would be the last resort for me, to have to take welfare and food stamps. And I live in this country. Does that mean I'm too proud? No, it just means that I have a conscience. You know what I mean? In other words, I'm not going to... I don't want to be involved in socialized democracy. I guess that's the way I could put it to you. I don't want to be a sucker of your blood. Now, if you wish to give to me because you feel the Father has told you to and this and that, that's one thing. But if I'm to steal from you by going on welfare or something like that, that's another thing altogether. I hope it never comes to that. But you see, like, I'm new where I'm at, so I didn't come here to go on welfare in this state. You understand what I'm trying to say to you? I've paid into this system my whole life. So we see the ultimate in hypocrisy, because Israel says that they've got a huge border fence up over there, right? And they're kicking out people that they don't want in there, especially blacks, right? Yet, they say they have this tradition, this wonderful tradition of welcoming the stranger. You see? You see the hypocrisy? And it's so clear to see that I don't understand how the world can't see it. Well, in one way I understand, because there's no way the average man or woman is going to be reading the Times of Israel or reading Jewish websites or going to the Daily Stormer to find out some real news and other places like it. And so, I guess they're blind to it. I guess they don't know what's going on. I don't believe that most of the population in America knows what's happening in South Africa or in Europe, especially Sweden and Germany. Never mind France. Oh, the UK. I mean, it's absolutely stunning what's going on there. They probably have no idea. And, of course, they don't want them to know because they want to keep tourism going to Europe. So just they think that they're going to go there and they're going to be safe, these tourists, right? But you and I know it's just like in America, in the Walmart parking lot. You're not going to be safe. So there's just another view. I mean, I've only gone through a few stories down here now, and we can see the blatant hypocrisy, right? You can see it, can't you? I mean, I expect you can. And I hope you can. And now, the next headline says, Zionism has become a bad word, warns incoming B'nai B'rith president. Oh, we've got a new fella. His name is Charles O. Kaufman. So he's part of the Teeth and Claws and part of the Thousand Points of Light. Zionism has become a bad word, warns incoming B'nai B'rith president. Sure it is. Of course Zionism is a bad thing. They're still putting this Tommy Robinson thing out as well, I will point out. And he's already admitted that he is a Zionist and defined it for the reporter. I'll just remind you of it so you'll remember. He said that he was a Zionist, and they said, well, what is a Zionist? He said, it's somebody that believes that Israel has the right to their own country, their own homeland. Now, one first thing I'd say is Yahweh cursed these Jews and told them that they would be wanderers. They would be vagabonds and wanderers, and they would not, which means they would not have a homeland of their own. Not allowed. They still don't have one. No matter if they try to call it a country, no matter a nation or whatever they try to pull off here. Seems like they've backed off a little bit on that. I haven't seen much about that as recent. I know they're listening to these shows. There's no doubt about it in my mind. But you have to wonder if Tommy Robinson, you see, Tommy Robinson has links to the Rothschilds and was involved in fraud in banking and things like that. So this, you know, is a psyop. And they put him away for a little while as a martyrdom, and now he's out. and they're trying to make a big deal out of him. He's going to go to the White House and everything, but they played the game like, oh, he didn't get his passport squared away in time, so he couldn't leave for the White House, because everybody wants to hear from Tommy Robinson. Don't you? I mean, aren't you interested in people that believe that Israel deserves to have a right to have its own homeland? Who are we declaring that right to? Yahweh, right? Because Yahweh said you can't have one. But Tommy Robinson's a believer in Zionism, which has become a bad word, this one of the thousand points of light has said. And it rightly is a bad word. Jew is a bad word, too. And Israel's now a tainted word. And all the names that are true Israelite names that these Jews have taken and then also have given to blacks. Have you noticed that a lot of blacks have the Jew name? Where'd they get the Jew name? From the Jew. But it's not a Jew name in reality. It was all of our names. So they tainted the word, names like Abraham. They tainted names, all the names you can think of that they use. That's why Yeshua had said at one point that I will give you a stone with a new name in it. Because those names are now tainted. So you have to wonder if Tommy Robinson believes that white people, now if he believes that Jews have a right to their own homeland, why doesn't he believe that England or the UK has a right to white people having their own homelands? Huh? After all, we created these nations. We fought for these nations. We died. I shouldn't say we as me, because I didn't die for the nation. But our forefathers shed their blood so that we would, their posterity, who we are, whom we are, would be safe and happy. But they also warned us against the Jews. Ben Franklin and George Washington both wanted to keep the Jews out of this nation, and lawyers, because they knew Jews were lawyers. And we didn't do it. Let's see what other headlines are here. Nothing that much. Portugal. Spain gives 10,000 passports to Sephardic new citizens since 2015. How do you like that? Portugal and Spain give 10,000 passports to Sephardic new citizens since 2015. What do you think is going to happen there? What do you think is going to happen to those countries? Goodbye. You welcome the Jew into your land, you've welcomed a curse into your land. I'm serious. When this fellow says that they are a cancerous tumor, he knows what it is. He knows. Listen, these people know what the Middle East was like. And now they see what has happened to the Middle East. It has not been good. We had no enemies in the Middle East. Now we have all kinds of enemies. The funny thing about it is the Jews have always been their enemies, and yet they are hypocrites themselves, because they actually will come and harm us to hurt the Jews. I mean, to help the Jews. They're coming here to harm us because they believe we've done harm to them. And we have our people. They don't realize that the Jews run this whole thing. because of the central bank and democracy, but that's what's going on. Israeli Black Friday frenzy overwhelms credit card system. Oh, this is wonderful. See? Our people. Now, I told you this too. This is something you have to keep paying attention to. I told you that we, as Abraham's seed, the true Abraham's seed, we keep blessing all nations of the world. Now, Israel's not a nation. And what do they give us in return? They curse us, right? Now, the Father said, those who bless Israel, meaning the seed of Abraham, shall be blessed. And those that curse the woman Israel, which we are, shall be cursed. Now, I can see the curse, even though they are doing what they're doing to us in our nations. There's no peace in the brown home. There's no peace in the black home. There's no peace in the Jew home. So listen to this one. Ukrainian youth and townsfolk band together to restore Jewish cemetery. Fools. They think they're doing good works. That's not a good work. Oh, jeez. They brought up the Holocaust again. I just can't bring it up to you. Listen to this. Israel admits it sank Lebanese refugee boat in 1982 war error, killing 25. Now, they said they made an error. But they sank a Lebanese refugee boat. Do you see them sinking any refugee boats in error coming to the African coast? I mean, the Italian coast? No. No. Israel didn't do it. No. They don't make those errors, huh? They only made that error back then. And I wonder what this had to do with the Lebanese war. Let me just read this part. An Israeli submarine mistakenly torpedoed a boat carrying refugees and foreign workers off the Lebanese coast during the 1982 Lebanon War, killing 25 people, Channel 10 News revealed Thursday, after the IDF finally lifted military censorship on reporting the 36-year-old incident. 3 and 6 is 9, their father's favorite number there, according to Channel 10. Do you think they'll ever admit to 9/11? I guess we'll have to wait 36 years from then, right? So 2001, we'll have to wait till 2037 to find that out, eh? Listen to this headline. Using cat and mouse techniques, dozens of Israeli firms prowl for online fraud. Listen, who are the people that are involved in fraud all over the world and have been forever? If these people are prowling for online fraud, they're prowling to take over that fraud and fraud the people that these people are getting away with doing. See, the Indians are frauding people, too. I'm talking about the dotheads. There's hypocrisy right here. Using cat-and-mouse techniques, dozens of Israeli firms prowl for online fraud. Like, they care if you get frauded. When you know that they said that... I'll have to show you the quote so you'll know. One of these Jewish gangsters, he says, and I'm going to paraphrase it, but I'll eventually read it for you. He says something to the effect of, if you see, you know, like a Gentile, they like to use the word Gentile, pretending what that means. And if you see a Gentile and you don't, you know, take advantage of him, you see a weak person and you don't take advantage of them, then you're a fool for not doing it. And I'll read that to you and you'll understand it when I do read it. Oh, it's amazing. Trump says that Israel would be in big trouble without Saudi Arabia. And you know, this stuff just goes on and on and on and on and on. But I think you can see the hypocrisy. Number one, they say they're God's chosen people. And what they do is they promote lesbianism, the destruction of the family. They say they're the peace givers, but they have done nothing to bring peace to the world. And as long as the Jew is in your country and in this world, there will be no peace in this world. You mark my words. Is that hate speech, folks? No, that's just truth. One man's truth, maybe this is a coining of a saying, one man's truth is hate speech to another. You think about that. And think on it good. Because when it really comes down to it, I don't think that anything really qualifies as hate speech. You know, you may, but I doubt it. Now, when you think of hypocrisy, let's look up the word hypocrisy just for the sake of looking it up. Right? And we'll hear what the definition is. The practice of claiming to have moral standards or beliefs to which one's own behavior does not conform. Pretense. So they claim to have the beliefs that Yahweh, that they follow the Ten Commandments of Yahweh. But what about the moral standards of Yahweh? Do they have the moral standards? If they're promoting the destruction of the family, that's promoting non-peace. If they're promoting lesbianism and we know that there's no, that that's immoral, then they're lying to you. They don't have morals. They're preaching porn. They're preaching lesbianism. They're preaching transvestitism. The scriptures tell you that if a man wears a woman's clothes, you know, good night. So they claim they have moral standards of the scriptures and that they are the people who have a covenant with God. They didn't tell you which God, though. They have a covenant with their father, the devil. But you think it's, when they say that they believe in God, you think it means Yahweh, which it doesn't. So, the practice of claiming to have moral standards or beliefs to which one's own behavior does not conform. Pretense. They're promoting hatred all over the world, hatred against whitey. Rap music is run by the Jews, just like all the music industry is controlled by the devil's children. And they're promoting hatred, while at the same time, they're telling you who you can't hate. So they're telling the blacks and all the hybrids of the world and all the beasts of the field in the world, they're using them as a weapon against the white people, and they're telling them that they should hate white people, which is hate speech, which is hate creed. It's a religious hate. They're teaching them to hate people that they wouldn't have hated. The key is they're teaching them. Remember I said it's one thing if you sin yourself, but it's a whole nother thing if you teach somebody else to sin? Now, listen. As far as hypocrisy goes, again, the Jews are teaching these illegal aliens to lie in order to get into our country. Is that hypocrisy, folks? Yes, it is. I hope you do see that. What does the father say? You know, a brother was talking about this. Let's see if I can bring this scripture up. See, we're in no big rush here. We're just enjoying ourselves, chit-chatting about things. So if I can get this scripture up, I believe it's Revelation 21:8. And this had to do with what I was talking about last week. This was the question. I had never got to the second question. I did it at the very end of the show, but I never got to discuss it. For some reason, it's not going to this King James site. Come on, fella. Anyway, it talks about how all about people that will be going to hell. People that will, excuse me, not be allowed into the kingdom. Yeah, for some reason that will not go to that scripture. I mean, you know, bizarre. Yeah, it will not go. Period. I guess the site must be down. But anyway, at the end of it, it said, and all liars, whoremongers, you know the one, Revelation 21:8, you'll have to look it up yourself because I just can't, my site won't go to it. It's not that I don't have any internet problem here, it's just that site, it won't come up. So all liars. I can probably get it up with a Google search, right?
Whoremongers.
See if we can get it to come up. Yeah. All right, I can get it up this way. We'll just use, see if I can find the King James Version. King James Bible. Here it is, right here. All right. I'll start in verse 5. And he that sat upon the throne said, "Behold, I make all things new." And he said unto me, "Write, for these words are true and faithful." And he said unto me, "It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end." In other words, he made it the way he wanted it in the beginning. This is what I'm realizing right now. And he's going to refresh it to what it should be at the end. In other words, renew it, restore it. He was the creator at the beginning, and he's going to recreate it and straighten it out at the end. Think about that. Praise the Father, as always. "I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things." Remember, being an overcomer in the book of Revelations, in the beginning chapters, speaking to the churches, "To he that overcomes will I, to he that overcomes will I," right? So he says in verse 7, "He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son." You know why we shall be his son? Because we're his offspring. But sorcerers, that's you witches out there that have grown exponentially. That's you pharmakeans. I just come up with a new word. "You sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." So, if that's true, and of course it is, it appears that Jews are teaching people to do something that the Father deems to be very wicked. Lying. Practicing liars. Right? And so they're teaching, not only are they liars themselves and hypocrites, but they're teaching the beast of the field to lie as well. But you see, you must understand the Jew's position in this whole thing. I told you this is one of the greatest conundrums that we have. Let me take a sip of coffee. I suppose we could look up the word conundrum, right? I know what it means, but let's look it up anyway. A confusing and difficult problem or question, like the Jewish question. A question asked for amusement, typically one with a pun in its answer. A riddle. Remember the Riddler? Now listen. The conundrum is, and I'll repeat this for you. We are Christians. At least some of us are. And we're trying to obey Yahweh to the T, and we're trying to be obedient, be overcomers, and we're trying to stay away from evil. We're trying to stay on the narrow road that leads to eternal life and not go to the left or the right, but to stay on that narrow road. While we're here, we happen to have tares among us, these Jews. And, of course, the beasts of the field are being used as weapons. And so what the problem is the Jew knows that there is no afterlife for him. The Jew knows that it doesn't matter how much evil or how little evil he does, the ending is still the same. They're going to burn in the flame. They came from the flame, and they will return to the flame. Understood? So when a Jew, when you think about being a Jew and a Jew living in this world, you might as well acquire as much money and steal as much and lie as much and cause others to fall with you, because you know you're being taken down, so you might as well take down as many as you can with you, because it doesn't matter if you do a little evil or a great deal of evil. The outcome is the same. You understand? So we have to live in a world with entities like this. You see the conundrum? A confusing or difficult problem or question? See, it's a problem for us that we have to live with these tares, because these tares destroy the wheat. And these tares eventually overtake, you know, like weeds overtake the true plant. The weed is the imitation of the wheat. I mean, the tares are the, the tares are the imitation of the wheat. They look like wheat. You understand? And they will smother the wheat eventually if they're not kept under control. And so therefore, when the tare gets burnt up, it figures, well, I'm going to take as much wheat along with me as I possibly can. That's just the way it is. That's the conundrum. Listen, I hope you enjoyed this time together with me, David James. And I'll see you next time, or at least I'll speak to you next time, on Fireside Chat with David James.
I wondered what it's all about. The ring fell hard on your facade. You kept it hid inside your jar. And the owls don't know. The pool of coffee only yields to those out working. All the grass will grow on you from all there is to know. The bud is young, the stem is weak, the fool is left only to see. The crazy ways of other days will bring us back to the same place. And the owls don't know why the glowworm glows. And the owls don't know that it just